The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. And Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, "If you remain in my word, you will truly be my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." But they answered, "We are descendants of Abraham, and we have never been enslaved by anyone. How can you say you will become free?" And Jesus answered, "Amen, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. A slave does not remain in a household forever, but a son always remains. So if the Son frees you, you are truly free. I know that you are descendants of Abraham, but you are trying to kill me because my word has no room among you. I tell you what I have seen in the Father's presence, and then do what you have heard from the Father." And they answered and said to him, "Our father is Abraham." But Jesus said to him, "If you were Abraham's children, you would be doing the works of Abraham, not trying to kill me, a man who has told you the truth that I heard from God. Abraham did not do this. You are doing the works of your father." And they said to him, "We were not born of fornication. We are one under the Father, who is God." But Jesus said to them, "If God were your Father, you would love me, for I came from God and I am here. I did not come on my own, but I was sent." The Gospel of the Lord. As we are familiar, the construct that we'll find in the Gospel of John is very complex. In order to grasp something of a teaching from these texts in John's Gospel, you almost have to reach into it and summon maybe one or two lines rather than try to grasp the theology of God revealing in Jesus Christ as John describes it in a special way in today's Gospel. So let me just lift out of this Gospel for the few moments we have some of the teaching of Jesus. As a matter of small interest, but some interest, the Archdiocese of Los Angeles was founded in 1937. Before that, it was a diocese. It became an archdiocese. And the archbishop, who was from Ireland, but he was a priest of San Francisco, John J. Cantwell, became the archbishop. 1937. He died in 1939. He died in 1947. And he had for his motto, "Veritas vos liberate." It was, "The truth will set you free." It was emblazoned on the cathedral door where I was first stationed in 1964. So I remember that. There's something about "the truth will set you free." It appears in this Gospel. It's an excerpt from the Gospel of John, which is part of our reading today. Now, how do we seek the truth? How do you kind of touch God speaking to you in truth? The human experience, says Pope Francis, in an elocutio he gave yesterday, he spoke about St. Alphonsus Liguori, the founder of the Redemptorist order of priests. Back around 1700, Alphonsus lived. And Alphonsus said, "The way in which you must connect theology to life, you must belong to people's everyday life." Francis invokes that yesterday, somewhat in contrast to that document that came out about blessing gay couples. Yesterday he comes out and he says, "The only way in which theology has a meaning is when it somehow touches people's lives, and it comes alive through the human experience." Consider for a moment the birth of a child, a miracle, a moment of extraordinary miracle. And every mother, perhaps every father too, will say, I never felt closer to God. The human experience is a theology of God's presence. It's an extraordinary moment of revelation. The death of somebody who is very close to us, a time of revelation, a time when we consider mortality, when we consider perhaps, you know, there is something beyond. The theology of life here and hereafter comes into focus at the time of death. When somebody is diagnosed with a terminal illness, the tendency is to say, now I am helpless. Now, where do I go now? A person tends to turn to something spiritual because the world won't supply. So I tend to look for a theology that will be meaningful to me. Therefore, every human experience is part of God revealing in truth the struggles, the failures, the success, the moments of teaching. Everything has its value when you speak about theology, pastoral theology, which makes meaning to us. Everyday life, wherever you are in your life, everything has a teaching. I speak about that a lot here many times. Everything that happens in life has a teaching about truth. Your best days, your worst days. If we pause long enough and reflect, we'll say, wow, there's something I need to learn, first of all, about myself. God speaks to me through my humanity. It's an extraordinary statement that comes out in this gospel reading today. Now, we don't reflect on this long enough, I think, because somehow we have so many distractions, so many things on, so many imperatives, so many things to do and get done, that seldom do we enter into a zone of silence and just walk and look and feel and see and sense and understand the humanity of another when we understand our own humanity. That's God revealing. Like the Buddhists will say, when they speak about enlightenment, so when you look at a tree and you just see a tree, you haven't seen. But if when you look at a tree, you see God's creation, only then have you seen. And when you hear the bird sing, if you only hear the bird sing, you haven't heard. But if when the bird sings, you hear the voice of God, only then have you heard. So take the word of God here today and be conscious of God's word coming to life in the journey of this day. Pause somewhere and take a second look. Take a look in the face of the child. When you walk out here and you see the children playing, there's something about God's presence in the children. When you meet a lonely person, a person in crisis, somehow God is speaking to you to say, the truth is present. The truth is being revealed. The truth about myself, about my own humanity, and the truth about the world in which I live. It's very important to take this word of God and to allow it to come to life, to sanctify the journey of this day. Pause now for a moment of prayer.